Blog Talk Radio.
Anyway,
It says, I'm going to read it again, Psalms 11:5. The Lord tried the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, this violence is so hated. So that's telling you right there that the Lord does not like violence. It's very clear. There's no misunderstanding about this passage and in that he does not like it. And then it says James 1:19-20, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of a man waketh not the righteousness of God. So we want to read over those scriptures yourself. Like I said, I don't have my glasses on tonight, but I just wanted to show you that in the scriptures, there are some reference points for you to read to let you know that it's not acceptable. This is not love, and this is not the way of God. And love does not hurt like that. And, you know, so I want you to understand that if you're listening to this show and you're going through some type of abuse or domestic violence, I want you to understand that it is not right. No, it's not your fault. No, you didn't deserve it. No, you didn't do anything to make someone abuse you. They did it because that was within them. And so I just wanted to share that with you because a lot of times when you're in domestic violence, it's hard to see. You know, it's like being in love, you know, with somebody and you can't see any wrong in them. You know, but when you are dealing with domestic violence, you know, when there is wrong and you can't see it, then there's a problem. And if that wrong is hurting you, that wrong is manipulating, controlling you, or causing you not to move forward and be a better person, putting you in a position of fear, and anything along those lines, that is not love. So I just wanted to share that again with you. I do have a couple of callers that are calling on tonight. I wanted to get another caller in, but not this week. In our next show before the end of this month, before the holiday, I do want to have something light and refreshing on, you know, some jokes. Maybe I get a comedian in. I know Hope Flood has been on my show a couple of times, so we'll see what happens with that. So I do want to go back over some of the things that have taken place. My heart goes out to all the people who have lost loved ones, who have lost things in hurricanes or any natural disaster. My condolences to you if you have lost a loved one in these past few months concerning anything, not just natural disaster. I do want you to know that I gave my book debut a couple of weeks ago. That took place at the library, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful, and everyone had a great time. It was fun. Pinky Pooh enjoyed herself. Some of her family members were there, aunt and grandmother, her mom, of course, and her sister. So it was just a beautiful thing, and to inspire someone to be more and open up their eyes that there's more out there, not just one thing, but if God has given you many talents and many gifts, you can move forward in more than just one thing. I'm talking very low because it's hard to push out and speak really loud. But in any case, I do want to say thank you to Tiffany Spinks, Henry, Stack Zion, Jamark, and Noel for taking out their time to share their gifts and their talents with everyone. We're looking for people who are angel investors to donate, to give to Diamonds in the Rough, to help me move this ministry and different endeavors forward. Donations definitely need a computer, any equipment involving media. If you know someone, share the information and send that out. I am going to go to a quick break. You can find my book and go to my website, which is on the show page, www.ditrfindingthespiritinme.org/book. And hopefully my caller will be calling in shortly. But I will play a little bit of Angie Stone, Proud of Me.
I'm proud of me.
Beginning to get involved with someone. And you may even notice this in friendships, in family members, church members, whoever they may be. But you want to know a person's history, number one. You need to delve into that. Whether they're possessive, a loner, have no friends, jealous, anger issues, controlling, manipulative. And those are just some of the signs that you may want to look for when you are dating. What questions are you asking him or her when you are starting off your interest and you're going out and you're courting each other? Because one thing I found out, there's not too much courting going on nowadays. You know, where you get to know somebody, where there's that initial phase of attraction. So these are questions you need to ask. Besides the fact of, are you a woman of God? Are you a man of God? What are your thoughts on religion? What are your thoughts on politics? What are your thoughts on this? But you also want to know what history they have. Do you hate women? Do you like to hate women? These are some of the things that you have to ask when you're dating, because if you don't, you're going to find out the hard way. And not to say that the person is going to come out and say, yes, I love hitting women, but you can just tell by a person's mannerisms and the response and body language to see if, you think that they are being truthful. So that's my thing. Wondering whether or not they're being truthful and what is actually, going on in their life, what is happening. So I'm waiting for my caller to call in. I don't know what she's doing, but this is what happens sometimes. People don't understand how to call into an online show. So I'm hoping someone lets her know to call in and hold the line. Hold the line. Okay, I see you there now. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you, Delia?
Yes, how you doing?
Good, good. You got to bear with me because I'm still sick, and since yesterday, it seems like I'm just going backwards now as far as with my illness with the bronchitis and stuff. So bear with me, hon. Tell everybody who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Odelia Renner, and I'm calling from Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Yes, and Odelia, we're discussing surviving and overcoming. I can't talk too much, so I want you to just take over and share your testimony of how you overcame the abuse that you endured in your life.
Oh, yes, yeah, sure. So my story is I came from a household of abuse, and it was me and my two brothers. And to be brief, as I got older, I found that my two brothers were really good with their, the people that they dated as they got older. But I was the one who always encountered situations that held some kind of abuse. And a lot of people don't understand that abuse is more than just physical. It's an emotional, it's verbal. And I encountered that in most of my relationships as a teenager. And my most recent situation was with a girl, and I never thought that I would go through something like that with a girl. And it started with verbal abuse and making me feel belittled, and then it turned into physical, and then it turned into wherever we went, whether it was a restaurant or with friends, it got out of hand. Where the cops was being called, and and it was just, it was a catastrophe, and I didn't know how to deal with that, and because my confidence wasn't where it needed to be, and maybe I didn't have enough people tell me that they loved me, so I equated that with love, which sounds crazy, but a lot of people experience that, and so I went through that for about 2 years, and until I realized that God created me, and He wants His people to live abundant, and not like that, and so something in my spirit just kept telling me, I was vexed, and every time I was around her, I started feeling this feeling like if I don't get away, somebody's going to either die or go to jail. And the feeling was getting stronger and stronger and stronger until I realized, you know, I got to listen to this inner voice. And God made a way for me to escape the situation. And ever since, ever since I've been doing the necessary things to get myself right, you know, seeing a therapist. I didn't want to do that because I thought that meant something was wrong with me. That I had to see a therapist after, and I had to do a whole lot of praying. And I had to really look and realize who I was as a person. And it doesn't matter who you are, what you do, or what you've done. Nobody deserves to be treated less than what
you're
so.
And you said, there's some things there as I was listening. I'm going to try to ask a question or two. And you said you never expected it to come from a girl. You expected it to come from a man, but not from a girl. What were the red flags that you ignored? Because you knew this was abuse. Some people are in it and they don't even know. They don't even know that it is abuse.
Right. The red flag was the possessiveness, who you on the phone with, who's that, who you calling, where you going, jealousy whenever we would go out. You know, I can't look at nobody, can't talk to nobody. In essence, it was she wanted so much control. And those were the red flags because, you know, when I said, you know, that inner voice that kept getting stronger and stronger telling me to leave, that was there from the gate. And I let other things, you know, dictate my thought process. And I thought the physical part of the relationship was so good that I couldn't leave. And it's not about that. And so I definitely ignored the signs, and they just got worse and worse. So my advice to anybody out there is listen to that inner voice and to your intuition, because it'll never steer you wrong.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're an entertainer. You perform, you're a singer. You know, you've done a lot of different things in the entertainment field. And you still have dreams and aspirations of moving forward in certain things. And, you know, you got to be with somebody who's going to be strong enough and secure enough that they know you love them and you love, vice versa, because you meet a lot of people when you're in this type of industry. And if you don't have someone who's secure, you're going to come up against obstacles all the time.
Right.
So we talked about the possessiveness, the jealousy, and the controlling. What do you say were some of the types of abuse that you first encountered? You said the verbal abuse.
Yeah.
The verbal.
So initially, you know, she came to one of my shows, and that's how we met and you know, continued into a relationship. But it was, she was so supportive. And I was like, wow. She was so supportive with my music and everything. And when we got in a relationship, you know, she's buying me all these musical gifts. And so, it seemed to be so loving. Really, it was manipulation in her way of showing love, because every time we got into the argument, her way of saying sorry would be, here, let me buy you a pair of Jordans, or let me buy you a guitar, you know, extravagant gifts. And I thought in the beginning, like, okay, well, I guess. And we get, you know, when you're younger, you get so into all these material things, and you forget about yourself. And so I found that that's how it started. And so then the verbal abuse would come if I'm doing something she don't like me doing. So it would be, you know, saying things like, you're stupid, you're never going to make it. But then, you know, when she felt I was going to leave, oh, here's a gift. You know, here's a guitar. Sorry, yeah. You know, and that's kind of pretty much how it started. So it was that give and take. So, you know, like, she, you know, some people just want to feel that power. So it was like, I could do this for you. Let me give this to you. But when, you know, when she felt inferior to me, or whatever the situation was, it was always, she was always saying something to put me down. So that was where the verbal abuse came in, yeah.
And intimidating, basically.
Yeah.
And you know, trying to belittle you so that you could break your self-esteem, and that's what usually an abuser does. So
right.
they represent themselves as something good, something wonderful, and then they use the words to break the spirit. And because words are very powerful, and begin to tear your self-esteem down and your confidence, and so that you can depend on them. And, you know, it's like a drug addict. And then they give you a gift, and you're like, ooh, you know, kind of like that Ike and Tina Turner thing, you know, back and forth. And so, yeah. And so what did you get from this experience? What was the positive that came out of this experience for you?
So I believe in every bad situation, there's always some good from it. And I learned a lot about myself. I learned that I was a survivor. I learned that I was stronger than I thought that I was. And I learned my value. I think I missed that, and you know, sometimes growing up, if you don't have that, you look for it in other ways as you grow older, and you know, that's where a lot of us go wrong. We're looking for love in all the wrong places, and so I definitely learned my lesson. I know what red flags to look for and to pay attention to what the inner voice is saying. And so now I'm at a peace, and I'm okay with being single for the rest of my life. All I wanted after that was peace. That's all I asked God for. Please give me peace, because it was so much. It was too much. I was stressed all the time, having anxiety attacks, panic attacks, all crazy stuff. And now I have peace. I know who I am. I know I'm a survivor. And I know that I don't ever have to tolerate that ever, ever again in my life.
Yes. So what would you say to the young little girls, the little teenagers in high school, you know, the ones that are out there trying to test the waters, they want a date, they're coming up next, and, you know, they may, you know, be infatuated with someone who has a lot of money or a nice car or et cetera.
I would say love yourself before you try to love anybody else. Don't let anybody tell you anything different than what you think about yourself. Because if you respect yourself, everybody else will respect you. And just be careful where you're looking for love. And the most important thing is to love yourself first. And go with that. Go with your intuition. And don't let certain things that might look good dictate your thought process. And really get to know the person before you have any kind of physical relationship with them. Get to know who they are first. That would be my advice.
Okay. Keep talking.
Nothing wrong.
I'm having a test right now. Keep talking.
I'm sorry?
Keep talking.
I was going to say, don't settle for less. Get to know yourself, your talent, what you can offer the world, and the right people will come along. And with something else I was going to say, I forgot what I was going to say. But definitely listen to that inner voice on a spiritual level. Pray about it. and know that you were born and created to be treated like the princess and the queen that you know you're going to grow up to be. And so don't settle for less.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Delia. I just wish I wasn't feeling this way, but I wanted to be able to speak. And
yes, thank you for having me, and I hope you feel better.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye. There you have it. That was Delia Ritter of Bridgeport, Connecticut. I'm going to play a little bit more of Return of the Mac while we're waiting for our second guest to call in.
Let's go.
Talk to Me. You have just been tuning in to Talk to Me Media. This is Sheree Humphrey. I am your host on tonight. You have been listening to Surviving and Overcoming. We have a second caller that's supposed to be calling in. June, like the month. And I'm waiting for her. I'm going to wait a little bit while longer. But communication of abuse, cyber abuse, sexual abuse, emotional, physical, psychological, verbal abuse. So these are some of the things that you can look up and you can research on your own. But I say just pray and pass and pray. Do not tell your abuser that you are trying to leave. Get out while you can. Don't do it with someone that you trust. It doesn't have to be someone you absolutely know that is in your immediate circle. Sometimes it's better for someone on the outside who has nothing to do or no connection with anyone that is in your family. Sometimes that's the best people to step in to try and help you to get out of an abusive situation. So June is really late calling in. We might have to reschedule her. But I do know that we're going to be having our comedy segment coming up before the end of this month. God willing, I will be better by then. So I thank you so much for tuning in to Talk to Me Radio. This is Sheree Humphrey. And please check out my books on www.bitrfindingthespiritinme.org/books. Order my books. Go to PayPal, clhumphrey@rocketmail.com. And all the information you need is up there. I'm going to take you out with Proud of Me.
Better, I'm keeping it together.